Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares on professional athletes. Use the promo code SGPN to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our picks and podcasts. You are listening to your Champions League key game show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter. It's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. To get additional content from me, check out my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com, where I've guided my clients to 101 months in a row of transparent track profit. And you don't just get picks over there, you don't just get premium picks, you also get bonus podcasts as well for a much lower price at a lower tier. And the podcast that we do for the Champions League is we do a podcast for Tuesdays where we cover all of the games for Tuesday, and we cover all of the games for Wednesdays as well on the Wednesday show. And you get a lock at the end of each show. And for the Europa League, we look at a selection of games across the Europa League and break it down on the show. So that's like getting premium picks on one show, on one Europa League show. That's the same thing we do for the European show and for the international shows here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So it's well worth investing in a podcast pack to get coverage of every single Champions League game on a Tuesday, including a lock, every single Champions League game on a Wednesday, including a lock, and of course the Europa League as well. But we are here to cover the key games, which is a selection of games that I've decided to cover. One of the games I won't be covering here is the Manchester United game, because that is covered exclusively over at BetMUFC. The Twitter account for BetMUFC is at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. That's where we've exclusively covered the Villarreal versus Manchester United game and discussed the sacking of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We also look at the next manager to manage Man United market, where there has been some significant line movement on one person. So we talk about that over there at BetMUFC, the podcast that is available now. So We're going to start with the 8 o'clock kickoffs, and we're going to look at Manchester United's group. We covered Villarreal and Man United on that show. So we're going to cover Young Boys versus Atalanta here on this show, because this group is wide open. If Atalanta win this game against Young Boys and Man United and Villarreal draw their game, then everybody in the top three moves up to 8 points, with Manchester United holding a head-to-head advantage over the rest. So that would suit Man United, given that they have the easiest game in the final game, which is Young Boys travelling to Old Trafford. Young Boys here in their last home game are the 7-2 underdogs. It's 3-1 here on the draw, and it's 3-4 here on Atalanta. I think this is a great price on Atalanta. They have found their rhythm after a shaky start to the season. And I think Young Boys have proven that their win against Manchester United was a little bit of an anomaly, with Manchester United playing poorly that day and going down to 10 men. Young Boys since have lost their last three Champions League games, whereas Atalanta have got themselves back together. Atalanta have seen both teams score in their last 9 games. So that could be a bet that you want to look at here, with Young Boys also seeing both teams to score, cashing in 6 of their last 7. But ultimately, even if Young Boys do score, I do think that there's going to be too much firepower here for Atalanta, as they take themselves up to 8 points here in this group and win this game. And I think there's great value here on the money line on Atalanta here, who are available at 3-4 to win this game. Up next, we look at what might be arguably the most important game in this round of the Champions League. It's between Barcelona and Benfica. Now, Chelsea and Juve is more glamorous. And of course, Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain is more glamorous as well. I'm actually attending that game on Wednesday, and there's no doubt that those games are more glamorous than this one, especially given the state of Barcelona at the moment. However, this could be a make or break game. If Barcelona win this game, they go through from a position where it looked like they were definitely going to struggle to go through. Or if Benfica win this game, Barcelona are suddenly in trouble once again. They come into this off the back of back-to-back wins against Dynamo Kiev, which has put them in a strong position to qualify. However, they do need to win this game to make sure that they go through. A draw here would leave it wide open, with Barca still travelling to Bayern Munich on the final game on match day 6. And Benfica getting the easier game of hosting Dynamo Kiev, who are undoubtedly the weakest team in this group. So it's very, very much wide open. Barcelona are the 4-6 favourites on the money line to put an end to things tomorrow at home. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Benfica. Barcelona began life under Xavi at the weekend, beating Espanyol 1-0. They dominated the first half and were probably good for a 1-0 lead, even though they scored early in the second half. But they should have gone in front in the first half, where they were very good. And the second half, they looked a little bit nervous holding on to that lead, and Espanyol really should have equalised. So I wasn't wholly convinced by Barcelona. But Benfica actually have lost 9-2 on aggregate across their 2 games against Bayern Munich, and that's going to really put them in bad stead here. They look like that they are in pole position to qualify, but Barcelona have brought it right back across those last 2 games, whilst Benfica were getting dismantled by Bayern Munich. They scraped to 2 wins over Dynamo Kiev, so suddenly it looks like Barcelona are in pole position. They could probably just do with a point here. That would put them in a strong position. However, that is very much assuming that Bayern Munich are going to put out a very weak team against Barca. And that's also assuming that Barcelona are going to beat that weak team, or at least get something from that game. So I think they need to win it here. I think they need to be done with it in this game. And I do think Barcelona will find a way to do it. Barca haven't actually lost the game since Ronald Koeman was sacked. They are unbeaten in 4, and they do look to be heading in the right direction. And I just think, when you're looking at the personnel alone, I think Barcelona step up here. Yes, they've lost a lot of players, but on paper, they are still a better team than Benfica. This is a home game at the Nou Camp. It's almost like a one-off cup game, where if Barcelona win it, they go through to the next round of the Champions League, something that didn't look likely a few weeks back. And Benfica, off the back of their poor performance against Bayern, are now in a position where they may need to win this game at the Nou Camp. That's a tough, tough ask. I think Barcelona recover from the poor start here and come full circle with the win that gets them through with a game to spare. So I'm going to take Barcelona here on the money line to get it done against Benfica, and that's available at 4-6 minus 150. Up next, we look at Chelsea at home to Juventus, where Chelsea are also available at 4-6. It's 29-10 here on the draw. and it's 5-1 here on Juve. Juve lead the group after their win against Chelsea. They're 100% in the group so far. These two have been completely dominant in this group. But I do think Chelsea will find a way to level things up and get the win tomorrow. But what I'm most certain about is this is going to be a low-scoring, cagey game. And that takes me towards the under here. It's 10-11 on over 2.5 goals, and it's 10-11 on under 2.5 goals. And I'm going to go with the under here. There have been under 2.5 goals scored in 7 of Juve's last 10 games. We know Chelsea are a clean sheet machine. They have 6 clean sheets in their last 8 games, and Juve actually have 6 in their last 10. So whereas the defence have been heavily criticised, Allegri has addressed that. And where they say there are some games where Juve look bad at the back, they have improved enough to get 6 out of the last 10 clean sheets. The reverse fixture finished 1-0 to Juve, as I mentioned, and 3 of Chelsea's 4 group stage games have only seen a single goal. So I don't think we'll see many more than that tomorrow. I certainly don't think that we'll see 3. So I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals here in this clash between Chelsea and Juve at Stamford Bridge. Up next, we look at the game here between Sevilla and Wolfsburg. And this has become a very, very important game because it genuinely looks like Sevilla, who are the seeded team in this group, might go out after being gifted such an easy group. So this is a must-win scenario at home to Wolfsburg. They are the 3-4 favourites to get that win. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Wolfsburg. I do think Sevilla, backs to the wall, will end up getting this win. But I'm more certain here about both teams scoring in this game. Sevilla have 5 wins in 8 home games in all competitions, drawing 2 and losing 1. Whereas Wolfsburg are yet to win on their travels in the Champions League and have just 1 win in the last 6 away games. But both teams to score has actually landed in 4 of Sevilla's last 6 games. And they have scored in all of those. There have been goals at both ends in 3 of Wolfsburg's group games and in 3 of Sevilla's. So I'm going to go with both teams to score in this one. It's surprisingly a plus money play given the data. It's available at 21-20, but that's what I'm going to take here for this game between Sevilla and Wolfsburg. A must-win game here for the hosts. Up next, we move on to Wednesday's games, and we begin with one of the 8 o'clock kickoffs here as Atletico Madrid host AC Milan. Atletico are the 9-13 favourites to win this game. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on AC Milan. Atletico are in a tough position here. They trail Porto, and they are looking like they could possibly go out of the Champions League in the group stages and drop down to the Europa League. As for AC Milan, I think it's over for them now. That was a must-win game last time out against Porto, and they ended up drawing it. It was their first point of the competition, but it looks very unlikely they're going to qualify from this Champions League group or even get through to the Europa League. So I question whether Milan will even put out a full-strength team here or whether they will just accept the fact that they are out of this season's Champions League. I think ultimately, whoever plays here for Milan, I think Atletico Madrid's home advantage will tell, and they will win this must-win game here tomorrow. Atletico won the reverse fixture 2-1. That was a game where Milan were reduced down to 10 men, but Atletico took a long, long time to take advantage of that, broke them down late, and actually scored the winner in injury time. Milan are winless after 4 Champions League games, as I mentioned, drawing 1 and losing 3. And Atletico Madrid have lost just once at home so far this season. But Milan have scored in 16 of their 17 games. So while they haven't been good in the Champions League this season, they have been scoring. So if you're going to do the usual bet where you take Atletico Madrid to nil to add a little bit more value to it, be cautious of the fact that Milan are very free scoring and have managed to score in 16 of the 17 games so far this season. But I think the value on Atletico Madrid just to win this game is there at the price of 9-13. I think anything better than 4-6 minus 150 or 4-6 minus 150 is fine for Atletico to win this game. I think there's value there, and I do think they'll get that key win that puts them back in a strong position to qualify here from this Champions League group. So I'm going to take Atletico Madrid here on the money line. Ultimately, nothing can be decided tomorrow unless, of course, Atletico Madrid lose this game and Porto manage to win away to Liverpool. But I think we're going to see that big showdown. It's going to be decided in Portugal. It's going to be decided on the final day between Atletico Madrid and Porto. But I think Atletico will put themselves in a better position there. And based on results tomorrow with Liverpool hosting Porto, Atletico could be in a position to just draw that game in Porto with a win here against AC Milan. So Atletico on the money line is my pick here at the price of 9-13. Up next, we look at that Liverpool game where Liverpool are the 17-20 favourites. It's 11-4 the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Porto. Obviously, Liverpool would be a more significant favourite if they needed to win this game, but they don't. They've already won the Champions League group here, so they're going to significantly rotate. And Porto know a win could actually see them through, as we just spoke about when we looked at that Atletico Madrid game. Porto have lost just one of their 10 away games in all competitions this season, and Liverpool failed to win two of the last four games at Anfield, and they are going to rotate here. So this is a real chance for Porto to win this game. I think that they'll get something from it. I'm going to take Porto on the double chance market. I think they're good enough to get something here from a rotated Liverpool team, and this game doesn't really mean anything to Liverpool, so I'm surprised to see them here as the odds on favourites. Therefore, there is value on Porto to avoid a defeat at the plus money price of even money plus 100 here in this one. Up next, we look at the most glamorous game of the week, and it is an important game because neither of these two teams want to finish second in the group and play a group winner. And if whoever wins this game, I think they will go on to win it. Manchester City are the favourites here on the money line. Quite short favourites, actually, given the calibre of the two teams. Man City here are available at 4-7. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 17-4 on PSG. I am actually going to be at this game. I'm setting off tomorrow. I'm setting off a day early because I'm staying at the Lowry Hotel. I talked about this on BetMUFC. Maybe I'll see Alex Ferguson and Pochettino having another meeting, because Pochettino is the new favourite to be the next Man United manager. There has been significant money and significant line movement on him, and perhaps he'll walk out on this PSG team, especially if he doesn't win this group, which will make it more difficult for them to win the Champions League. And to be honest, they haven't really been a team that have clicked since he took over. They didn't even win the league last season, and despite the fact they could win the league this season, I don't think that's enough of an accolade for Pochettino to stay here, especially when his job is so insecure. He knows it's Champions League or bust, and to me, they don't look like Champions League winners. In fact, Manchester City look far more like Champions League winners, despite losing last time out to Paris Saint-Germain. I think they can avenge that result here, but I just don't think there's great value here at 4-7, given the talent on the pitch. Manchester City have won their last 9 Champions League games at the Etihad. The hosts have won 3 from 4 in this group, losing just that one game to PSG. And they're actually posting expected goal numbers, the best expected goal numbers in Europe. And they're the second highest scorers in the competition after 4 rounds. So if City had a number 9 and got that striker in the summer, they would be my picks to win the Champions League. But they didn't. So I still think that's ultimately going to be a problem. But I don't think they're going to have a problem winning this game. I don't like the price, but logically, everything points to Manchester City. Until I see PSG put out that big performance, until I see the clicking of Messi, Mbappe and Neymar, which hasn't happened, and we are quite a way into the season now. It's not a case of it's August or September. We're looking at being at the end of November. We're hitting the Christmas period, and still we haven't really seen these three players clicking, this big front three that's supposed to guide them to the Champions League. It hasn't happened yet, and I think Manchester City can win this group by getting this win. So I'm going to take Man City here on the money line. Don't like the price at 4-7. I would shop around for a better price. Hopefully we can get one tomorrow, but at the moment it's at 4-7, and at the moment I can't really pick anything other than Manchester City to win that game. You could take Manchester City and both teams to score. I do find it difficult to think that Manchester City are going to shut this team out. That will probably give you more value, but until I see more value on this game, until I find something more valuable, I will pass initially on taking anything here. But Man City on the money line is the play that makes the most sense for me. Closing out with the lock on this show, across the 2 days on match day 5, I think there's lots of opportunity to make money. There's lots of stuff that I like, but I think the standout play here from this show has to be to take Atalanta on the money line to beat Young Boys. Young Boys beat Manchester United at home, but don't forget, Man United were a goal up in that game and they went down to 10 men. They managed the game very badly from that point. and Jesse Lingard basically gifted Young Boys the winner late on. Since then, they've gone on to lose all three games, including their home game against Villarreal. I think Atalanta are a better team than Villarreal. Atalanta have really found their rhythm as of late. They played two games against Manchester United and they probably should have won both of them and unbelievably only came away with a point. That's why they are in a tough position at the moment, sitting behind Villarreal and Man United. Villarreal and Man United are on 7 points. Atalanta are on five. So this is a must-win game for them and I think they will get that win. Obviously, Young Boys can get themselves back in the hunt here with a win, and that's what they'll be looking at. But I just think Atalanta will be too good for them. Atalanta come into this off the back of back-to-back wins against Cagliari and Spezia, whereas Young Boys have lost form domestically as well. They come into this without a win in their last four, losing three. So they're not just coming into this off the back of losing three Champions League games in a row. They're out of sorts overall in the Swiss League as well. So I think this is a great opportunity for Atalanta. I like the price here on the money line for Atalanta to win this game. And that is your lock here on this show, available at 3-4. That's it for this edition of the Champions League show. Don't forget to check out BetMUFC. That's where I exclusively cover the game between Villarreal and Manchester United. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.